Now I want to read a couple that are a little more surrealistic or a little crazier, perhaps, from the book The Dolphin with the Revolver in His Teeth. Here's a poem which was first published when Robert Bly and a number of other poets, including myself, Louis Simpson, gave readings in the Northwest against the Vietnam War about 4 years ago and founded the American Writers Committee Against the Vietnam War, which has subsequently at least given a lot of readings, and the poets have participated in a number of the mass demonstrations against the war. At that time, he brought out a little volume called A Poetry Reading Against the Vietnam War, in which this poem was included. I still like it. It's called Scattering Flowers. It's also in that Where is Vietnam anthology that Doubleday that somebody brought out. And it's preceded with a little epigraph, a little quotation. It is our best and most and prayerful judgment that they, the air attacks on North Vietnam, are a necessary part of the surest road to peace. The author being Lyndon B. Johnson. There is a dark tolling in the air, an unbearable needle in the vein. The horizon flaked with feathers of rust. From the caves of drug flowers, fireflies rise through the night. They bear the sweet gospel of napalm. Democracies of flame are declared in the villages. The rice fields seethe with blistered reeds. Children stand somnolent in their crutches. Freedom, a dancing girl, lifts her petticoats of gasoline. And on the hot sands of a deserted beach, a wild horse struggles, choking in the noose of diplomacy. Now in their cane chairs, the old men who listen for the bitter wind of bullets spread on their thighs maps, portfolios, legends of hair, and the photographs of dark Asian youths who are already dissolving into broken water.